The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised. The show must go on. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikki. And we're here to judge on a very, very special episode today. But before we dive into it,
okay,
I wanted to check in on everyone. How are you doing, Tracy?
Everyone, just me.
Exactly. Just you and I.
I'm the only one who matters.
Yes.
I'm the only one here.
I know the listeners are screaming, "Hey, I'm doing good," but I'm like, I can't hear you guys. Just comment on our social media.
There we go. Know. Yes. Yeah, please. Just how is life updates? Let us know what's going on. Give us the tea. I want to hear about other people's shit.
Please give us some drama, because we don't have much. We're two adults.
I'm boring. I don't go out.
Yeah.
I don't do anything, so
hey, I want to live vicariously through you. When I go out, I'm forced, you know.
Like, I have to.
They're dragging me out of my apartment when I go out. So, have you watched anything recently?
I finished the fourth season of Hacks.
Yay! Wait, that was the last episode, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched all of the fourth season. So
isn't it so fucking good?
Mwah, chef's kiss. Fucking love that show. And it's season 5 is coming, so.
Okay. Love this journey.
But yeah, other than that, I've been kind of bad.
I think it's one of those shows that it's so good that people think it's not going to keep getting good, and it's just keep getting good. Like, it's the writing and
the acting, it's just timing, the story.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, I love, sorry, what's her name? The one who,
Kayla.
Yes. Thank you. Like, her character, like, just keeps getting stronger and stronger for me, which I have always liked her from the beginning, but this season,
she's a gem.
Shining star.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I love her. She's so funny.
Yes. You know she has her own show coming up on Netflix, written by Lena Dunham.
Yes, I did see that, so I am excited to see her kind of shining on her own. So I will watch it for her, because I think she's great.
Freaking too. I have a question for you before we dive into this whole thing. And maybe a question for the listeners, because I asked Trey, then I called Joe, because I didn't want to ask you. I wanted to leave it for the recording.
Okay.
Would you consider White Lotus a drama or a comedy?
Drama.
Okay. Okay. No. It's what you consider.
I think it's a drama.
The Bear, a drama or a comedy?
See, I think it's more drama, but year it's nominated in the comedy.
Exactly.
Which there are comedic moments, but it's to break the tension
from
all the drama. So don't ask me about that one, because I think it's more of a drama, and the Emmys say comedy. So.
Okay. I think I have a mess there then, but we'll figure it out.
That's fine. Hey, this isn't going to be perfect.
I think, let me see, let me make sure. Yeah. I think in White Lotus, I put comedy. And The Bear, I did put it in comedy because I remembered being like, why is this in the comedy category last year? Because it just didn't make sense for me. But White Lotus, I couldn't fucking remember.
I put it under drama.
Okay, let me see.
But, I mean, hey, this is not going to be perfect. So, for everyone, today's episode, we're going to be doing Emmy predictions for the nominations.
Exactly, yes.
Because they come out June 15th.
Yeah, which is basically when this episode comes out is basically that week.
Right. So we have no idea if this is going to be right. We're merely taking a stab in the dark.
Yes.
And also, we're going to have some fun.
We are well aware that we have not seen everything. And all I kept thinking was also, oh my God, I have not seen everything.
Same. You know, I was missing.
There's one category that I was stuck. I was like, I know maybe two, and that's it. Yeah. And it's because I haven't seen that many shows. But I think, I guess we can just dive into it. Really excited. I am at this. I wish I would have taken more time to do more research and, like, you know, because I was trusting myself and I said, oh, I got this. I'm going to fill that out in a second. And then I was filling it out and I was like, fuck my life. I don't know anything about anything, you know?
Same.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is wrong. It's like a test. I feel like it's a test. And I'm like, all of these are wrong answers.
Yeah. I called Giovanni and I was like, well, what do you think? And he's like, oh my God, this is really hard. And I was like, okay, you're not helping me because I just want an answer right now.
Yeah, you're like, I called you to give me the answers. You're not giving me answers.
You're not helping me. And when I told him, like, do you think White Lotus is a drama or coming? He's like, fuck, I don't know. It's hard.
It is. Okay. And also, it's up to the Academy. So it's like, I was trying to look at previous years. So, like, last year, the year before, to kind of, like,
get... Like, where did they end up in what category?
Right. Yeah. So, where things ended up in categories, who was nominated, who won, like, to get an idea. So.
I think there should be a category. It's hard, because, like, for me... Well, I'll just say this. For me, both The Bear and White Lotus are dramedies. So, they're a combination of both drama and comedy. So, it's...
Right.
They could create that a category for that, but there are not that many shows like that.
True. You know?
So it would be just very hard.
I also think they do it where it's like, where can they win the most?
Oh, they put their okay.
You know, because I think I feel like The Bear is more drama.
Yeah,
but they beat everybody, like, every single year in comedy.
Yeah.
Because
it's
such a good show. Whereas, in previous years, like, Succession, you know, they're not going to beat Succession in drama, you know?
No. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's where can they win? So they kind of finagle things a little bit, I feel like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Okay. So I guess let's dive into the first category.
So, real quick, I do want to preface this by saying there's probably going to be some categories missing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
I just wanted to go with, like, the really big, main, strong categories.
The ones that we watch the show for.
Right. So,
100%.
Yeah, just to preface that people would be like, what about this?
Disclaimer. Like, calm down. Right. We're not professionals yet.
This would be a 3-hour show. Nobody wants that either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is your best friend talking to you through your phone, in your car, at home while you're doing chores. This is what it is. Okay. Right. So, first category in the predictions for us. It's going to be Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Okay. Do you want me to tell you my five?
Sure, and then we can just, like, alternate.
Okay.
With the categories. So, perfect. Yeah, if you want to start us off, let's
okay,
go.
So I'm going to go Seth Rogen for The Studio, Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This. Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building. And I just, another disclaimer, I have not seen this past season at all. So I'm putting the name in because I know they only have one more season.
Yeah.
So I'm sure these he's an older actor. So they I know the awards people want to make sure they recognize them. Yeah. I put Jason Segel for Shrinking. Mm-hmm. And then I put Jeremy Allen for The Bear.
Okay.
But it's comedy? Is that what it was? The Bear? Yeah. Or is it drama? Yeah. It is comedy? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's been nominated in comedy. Jeremy Allen White has won for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. So, yes correct.
Okay.
I'd say mine, I kind of along the same lines.
Okay.
So I also put Jeremy Allen White for The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
I also put Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building and Jason Segel for Shrinking.
Okay.
Now this varies. I put Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building.
I wanted to put him, but I think he will be nominated for next year for their last season.
Okay, interesting.
Because, you know, it's hard because there's, like the politics of it, too.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I think. I don't think. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are guesses. Yeah. These are purely guesses. Who knows? And then my last was Tyler James Williams for Abbott Elementary.
Because
he has been nominated in the past for that category. So, and it's such a strong show.
And you haven't seen The Studio, right?
I have.
Yeah, the whole thing
already? I did. I watched it all. I have put it in there. I wasn't sure about the acting
for
some people. Like, I'm not sure. So
Okay, I didn't remember if you have seen it.
Yes, and I loved it. I loved it. It's great. I mean, recommendation station people, seriously, go watch it.
It's very well done.
It's amazing. It's definitely going to be nominated.
Yes.
Like, that I feel strongly about. It's just
100% what? That sure is going to get nominated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you want to go for the next one?
Yes. So next we have Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. So I put Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary. Mm-hmm. Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. Selena Gomez for Only Murders in the Building. Jessica Williams in Shrinking, and Jean Smart for Hacks.
Okay. Dude, Jessica Williams is good.
She's so good.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had left a spot open, and I think it's going to go for her, because I was like, I am forgetting somebody. Hold on.
You're cheating. You're such a cheater.
Well, the thing is, like, I put Jean Smart as you, but I also put Hannah Einbinder, which is the girl in Hacks.
Einbinder, yes.
Einbinder, yes.
Okay.
I also put Kristen Bell in Nobody Wants This.
Okay.
I put Quinta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I don't think anybody else in my head. But then again, like, I was like, I was thinking of White Lotus, and I was like, nobody's a lead here in White Lotus.
I know. That's hard.
But it's also not a fucking comedy, apparently, you know? So it's
I know. That show's hard.
Yeah.
With, like, who's going to get nominated for what. But
so I'm glad you brought Jessica from Shrinking, because fucking she's hilarious. So good. She's so good.
Love her.
Okay.
Okay.
This one was very, very hard.
Okay.
And I did six.
Okay.
I know we only have five spots, but I did six.
But we did say if there's like a really strong sixth.
Yeah.
Like it's like, you know, could go either way. do
it's
it.
It's hard.
So it is.
So I have for outstanding lead actor in a drama series.
Fuck.
Okay, so Noah Wyle, of course, from The Pitt. John Hamm, Your Friends and Neighbors.
Okay.
Adam Scott, Severance. Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us. This I'm going to butcher all the way. Lee Jong-ji from Squid Games.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Sterling K. Brown, Paradise.
Okay. Interesting. That was, all right.
Yeah, it was very, very hard, though, because, again, if White Lotus is a drama...
Yeah.
I could have put Isaac in it. Yeah. You know?
I think you and I are, like, going to be pretty along the same lines with this.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my list?
Yes.
Okay. So I also said Noah Wyle for The Pitt, fuck, Adam Scott for Severance, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us. Now, I did put Walton Goggins for
The White Lotus. I have him later on here. Another
that's category. Same. Some names you're saying, and I'm putting them in another category. Okay. But Walton Goggins I have, and I did put Jason Isaacs for The White Lotus.
Yes. And it's hard because, again, like, we don't... I wish we had a professional that would tell us what qualifies as the lead. Is there a specific amount of lines? Is there a specific amount
screen
of scenes?
Time. You know, screen time. Yeah.
Because it would help me solve my cases better here.
Right. Well, because that kind of goes with my point of the whole, like, how they finagle things, you know, drama, comedy. I think it's also lead and supporting because, you know, they want them to win. Exactly. So I have an example a little later on that we'll get to.
Okay. I'm just thinking this year is going to be very hard in the drama series.
Yes. For sure.
It's just like outstanding work. I feel like I haven't seen. I actually saw it recently in a show and I was like, oh, this is so bad. But I haven't seen bad acting in a really fucking long time.
That's true. It's mostly been like mediocre. But
yeah,
you're not
exactly.
Getting like terrible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At least anything that I feel like we watch.
Yeah.
All right, so now we have outstanding lead actress in a drama series. I have Elizabeth Moss for Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. Parker Posey for The White Lotus.
Fuck my life, I have her in a different category.
That's okay. Amy Lou Wood for The White Lotus. Britt Lower for Severance. And Melanie Lynskey for Yellow Jackets.
Oh, I have to get back to that show. But she was great in the one season that I watched.
I fucking love everything she's in. So, and she's been nominated before.
She's very talented. And isn't this their last season? Or do they have more?
See, here's the thing. I've only watched like half of the first season. I'm going to be honest. Some of this stuff, it's a guess. Like, I haven't watched some of this stuff.
I have not seen anything after the first season of that show.
Yeah.
I had to get back to that.
I need to watch it because...
Yeah.
Seems...
Yeah.
What I watched was great. Like, I'm into it. But, yeah, so...
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So, outstanding lead actress in a drama series. I have Britt Lower from Severance. She's fucking excellent. Then I have Elizabeth Moss, of course, Handmaids, which kind of makes me sad because I think they're going to take the awards because the show is done.
And that's the thing is because this was their last season, I think a lot of stuff is going to go to them.
Yeah.
Which I mean, hey, listen, I haven't watched the last season yet, but maybe it's earned, right? Like, maybe it's really, just so
really
good.
I really liked the last season. I hope you do too. I think I don't want to say anything because I want you to
make I'll watch it. Yeah.
Okay, I also put Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. And then this one, I'm not sure if she's a lead in this show. I put Julianne Nicholson from Paradise, Sinatra, because I fucking hated her.
Okay.
And if you make me hate you, you're doing a good job, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's also in Hacks, doing, like, such a different character. Oh, my
God. She was you know? So good in that. I was like, she's a chameleon. She can exactly. do anything.
That's why she's I was so like, good. She needs to be nominated because she's so... Oh, my God. And when she's, like, wasted in the house and Jimmy goes to get her, and they're like, oh, no, dance, Mom. What did you do? She's, yeah. like, with her boobs out. Oh, she's so yeah. fucking talented.
Boof me. Boof me, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. So good.
Guys,
okay.
If you haven't watched Hacks, go watch Hacks.
You have to. It has to be Jimmy.
Oh my God, I died. I was like, oh my God, it's so good.
That whole scene. Okay. And the last one that I put there was Zoe Saldana for Lioness, which okay. I think is much more deserving than Emilia Perez. Like, her sure. acting in Lioness yeah. is just...
Yeah.
Incredible. She's just very, very talented, and I feel yeah. like that recognition that she just got for a movie that was controversial, a musical that was controversial, that recognition should have come a long time ago, not for that film. Yeah, the girl for sure. has always been strong and solid.
I remember seeing her, well, first of all, center stage.
Hello, with Britney, too, Crossroads.
Crossroads, yeah. And then, I mean, Avatar.
That was
so
it.
So good. Yeah.
That was
that was her being like, I'm a serious actress.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because it was like, we 100%. Already knew she was good, but this mm-hmm. is like, I'm serious and I'm going to make it. It's like, this yep. bitch. Snaps.
Okay. I'm ready to hear the next category because I was struggling on this one.
Yeah, I know. This is where it got hard for me.
Okay. You want to go for it first, or you want me to go for it? I can go. I can go. It was my turn. That's true. Sorry. Okay. So, whatever. Outstanding lead actress in a limited or anthology series. This was very, very hard, and I'm just going to put this out there. Maybe I haven't seen that many shows, but it was very hard to find lead actress in a limited series.
Yeah.
This year. Maybe yeah. there are more shows there, but... I don't think I've seen them all. So I put Amanda Seyfried for, I always fuck this up, Long Bright River. Okay, Amanda Seyfried. I think she was excellent in this role. Mm-hmm. And I think the show, that the series was very good too. Mm-hmm. Then I put Kristen Milioti because she was amazing in The Penguin. Like, she fucking ate that role, and I think she would be the one that wins this category. Mm. I also put, and I haven't even finished watching this show, I put Caitlin Dever for Apple Cider Vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I have not finished it. I'm still on it. Mm-hmm. But I know how talented she is, and I know I'm not going to get disappointed by her acting at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And the last one that I put, I have one empty, and the last one that I put was Nicole Kidman in The Perfect Couple, because I okay. cannot think of any other limited series that okay. I've seen with a leading actress. Like, if you have another one, oh my God, please, I cannot wait to hear.
So I will say I filled out all my options.
Okay. It was hard. Great.
Yeah. That's I didn't amazing. Leave anything. I told myself you're not leaving anything blank, but okay. it was fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you, like I'm saying, you and I are like this baby, because I said Amanda Seyfried, Long Bright River. I said Kristen Milioti for The Penguin. I said Caitlin Dever for Apple Cider Vinegar.
No way.
I did. I haven't even watched it. But again, I know she's good. And I was like Googling. I was like, what's a series that's like within range that came out? And I saw that and I was like, I've heard really good things and I know she's a good actress. Put it down.
Yeah.
I did also put Cate Blanchett for Disclaimer.
I have not seen it. That's
what I haven't seen it either, but it's also Cate Blanchett. So I was like, that's where we can go.
Yeah.
And then last I put Natalie Portman in Lady in the Lake, which we did cover.
Wasn't that like a year ago?
It was like right, I think it falls right in line.
Oh, okay. Because I thought of it and I was no, that was too far long ago. Girl, I was like thinking of series. Okay.
I was like
maybe something a long time ago that I don't remember. Then I was like, you know what? If I don't remember it, it's not gonna be in this year.
Because but it would have been June 1st of 2024 to May 31st of 2025 is the cutoff. And I think that came out, we did it in October. So it falls within the guidelines. So I think we're good.
Beautiful. You see, that's a good choice there, Natalie Portman. I agree. I'm not saying anything about Kate because I haven't seen it, and I know she's good, but I want to see the show eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my mom did watch it, and she said it was very good, and I trust my mother's opinion.
Oh, beautiful! I love that. Yay, Jennifer!
Yeah. Thanks, mommy. All right. Next, we have Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited or Anthology Series. I put Kevin Kline for Disclaimer.
Okay.
Stephen Graham for Adolescence. Cooper Koch or Koch? K-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm. For Monsters.
For the Monsters. Mm-hmm. Jake Gyllenhaal for Presumed Innocent. Colin Farrell for The Penguin. Yeah. And I did put a sixth one for this. I said Robert De Niro in Zero Day.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it was like a conspiracy thriller thing where he was like the president. It was on Netflix. Great cast. And I was like, it's Robert De Niro. So, you know, maybe. So that's why it's a sixth. Because I was like, it's possible. But...
Well, we basically have the same people, so I put Colin Farrell for The Penguin, and it's hard because I think he's going to get it, but I wish Stephen Graham would get it. So I put Colin, I put Stephen, I put Owen Cooper, the kid of Adolescence. Jake Gyllenhaal, he's not going to get it for sure. And then I put Cooper Koch from Monsters.
See? I like this.
Yes. I agree. Okay. Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. Okay. So I put Ibn Moss Barak from The Bear. Paul Downs from Hacks. He plays Jimmy. Okay, I don't know if he's a supporting actor, but I hope so. I put Bryan Cranston in The Studio. Because that episode, he's always been funny in this show, but this episode in Vegas.
Like, top notch.
When they take him out of the hotel room and he's like kind of
Weekend at Bernie's
underwear,
him. Dude,
that the laughing that was coming out of me, and his body just complete disrespectful actor, you know.
My legs don't work.
It was just beautifully done. So fucking funny.
I screamed at the TV. This man can do anything.
Yes, he's just. So good. And then he's in the fountain and like the combination of actors in all these moments.
It's so, and then him on stage, like
when he flops down from flying, it's just this show. I hope it gets all the attention that it needs.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very well done. I also put, by the way, in this category, I have 7 because White Lotus, because I thought it was comedy. Okay, that's so good. I have Ike Barinholtz, which is the guy that plays Saul Saperstein.
Yeah,
and he's thank funny. You to Saul Saperstein.
That's me.
Yeah, I also, and now this three, I guess they would go in like supporting as drama actors, but I had put them in comedy thinking they were in this category. Sure. I put Sam Rockwell, Jason Isaac, and I put Walton Goggins because in my head, that's if it was comedy, they would belong in this category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Hey, look at. I'm pretty much right there with you. Okay. I said Paul W. Downs and Hacks, Evan Moss.
Okay, good, because I wasn't bear. Sure. I was like, I hope he gets recognized, Jimmy, from Hacks, because
he's so been nominated before.
Okay, okay, good, good.
Bryan Cranston in the studio. I said Harrison Ford for Shrinking. And I also said Paul Rudd for Only Murders in the Building.
I had to see this new season. I haven't. Fuck. Yeah.
So, those are mine.
Harrison Ford. That's true. I forgot. Honestly, yeah. I was so overwhelmed, too. I was like, oh, my God.
It's a lot. Yeah. That's why I say these ones for, like, comedy and drama were, like, a little bit easier. It was the limited series and anthologies that I was like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series. I have Janelle James from Abbott Elementary. She plays the principal.
I love her. She's so funny.
Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary. She's funny. One of the teachers.
Yeah. Yep.
Lisa Colon Zayas from The Bear.
Uh-huh.
Hannah Einbinder for Hacks.
Yeah, I wanted to ask do you think she's supporting or lead?
See, and this is why I think that they do it, because they're both so good and they're both fairly equal, but they don't want them competing in the same category.
Got it.
So that's why I put Jean in lead, because, I mean, she always wins.
Yeah.
And then I still want to give Hannah her flowers, because she's like, you know, they're yin and yang, babe. Yeah. Like, they're pretty much equal. So I put her in supporting. So it's like she still has a really good chance to win.
Okay.
And then I put Jane Lynch for Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
She's in this, like, last season way more. And, like, she shows a bit more range. Like, I Jane love Lynch Jane Lynch. So
talented,
So I had to, give her her flowers, too, and put her in. So.
Okay. So I have 8 because I have my people from White Lotus here. That's the problem.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. But I started with Catherine Hahn from the studio.
She's so good.
She's so funny. She's naturally funny too.
She can that's another woman who can do anything.
Oh my gosh, she's so fucking funny. Then I also put Chase Suey Wonders, which is the other girl. I think she's fucking hilarious. She's really good. That one episode with the fucking sandwich from the studio.
Yes.
Beautifully done.
That was good.
I put here Catherine O'Hara, because she's also in the studio.
Yeah.
And I think she's really good in it. I put Megan Stalter, which is Kayla from Hacks.
She's so good.
She's
I love her.
She's so good. And I hope she gets noticed, you know, because she's so talented. And then my last 4 were Parker Posey, Carrie Coon, Leslie Bibb, and Michelle Monaghan.
Okay.
And they should go in, like, supporting actress of drama.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
That, the supporting actress in drama is going to be hard for me. Because I feel like the ones that I have are also good.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot.
Fuck. Plus White Lotus bitches.
I know.
How are they going to decide?
I know. I bet, like, if I'm another nominee and White Lotus is in there, I'd be like, well, I'm not winning.
Yeah, right.
Like, immediately be like, I'm out.
My bitches? No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Me? Right. That's right. I just finished. Okay. So, outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. So, I started with Tramell Tillman, Severance. He is the boss, the black guy that's in every episode. The fucking marching scene with the marching band.
He's so good.
Then I put John Turturro, which is also from Severance. I think he's very, very talented.
Yeah.
Patrick Ball from The Pitt. He is the doctor that they think he's doing drugs.
Right.
I put Hoon Lee. And now that I'm thinking, I put him from Your Friends and Neighbors. His performance was beautiful in this show. Mm. But I don't know if the show finished, I think, at the cutoff. So now I'm thinking, I don't know if they qualify for this year's.
It might, yeah.
Okay.
So I think if it's aired at all, like, I think it's good. So
okay.
Yeah.
And then I put Ewan Mitchell from House of Dragons. Yeah, because he's the brother with the covered eye. Oh, you haven't seen
it. I haven't watched it at all. I forgot about House of Dragons, to be honest. Yeah.
I think he is top in this show. Like, it's incredible. Okay. And I cannot wait to see what they're doing next season with his character and another character. But his performance, I fucking hated him with everything in my body. And again, if you make me hate you that much, you're doing a great job.
You're good. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all of them?
Yeah. Okay. Five, I did.
Okay.
And then that probably
so bitchy. Like, you got probably, any more?
I know. Probably all the people from White Lotus that I said before in comedy series.
Okay. So really there's like 10. No.
Yeah, like Sam Rockwell, you know, they all belong in this category. But damn, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. So I put Sam Rockwell for the White Lotus.
That fucking monologue.
I mean, yeah, he's only in like 2 episodes, but he's just so good.
Exactly.
Like, I love him too.
Yeah.
John Turturro for Severance. I put Bradley Whitford for Handmaid's Tale.
I thought about him.
His character's name, but I love his character, and he's such a good actor. And again, this is their last season.
Yeah, so. I thought of him, and I was like, I think he's won. So I was like, let me give it to someone else.
That's so sweet.
Like a true fucking Libra, balancing it out always.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, just give it to him. Who cares about anybody else? Let him win it all. Actually, no.
But he's really good. He's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, again, I haven't seen this last season, so I don't know how much he's in it. But still, Sam Rockwell wasn't in White Lotus that much.
He's in it. He's in it. You're
fine.
He's
in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said James Marsden for Paradise. So. And then my last one, I said Lee Byung-hun, who plays the front man. But then he enters himself into the Squid Games.
Yes. Yeah.
So I put him in supporting actor, even though he's, like, in it a lot this season.
Yeah.
But I just, it's again, it's like you have so many strong people in lead. So I was like, let me put him in supporting.
Professionals, give us the rules. We actually do. I'm super intrigued to see.
Yeah.
You know.
Qualifications, like,
yeah, like, how does it work? I know they have to be submitted by basically the production of the show, but I'm like, how do you qualify for these categories?
Right. Yeah. Okay, now we have outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. I put Carrie Coon for The White Lotus. Patricia Arquette for Severance. Julianne Nicholson for Paradise. So Sinatra, so I put her in supporting.
I know, hey, makes sense. I put her in lead. One of those she's going to be in because she was fucking amazing.
She was so good.
Yes, yeah.
Yvonne Strahovski for Handmaid's Tale. She plays the lead one who.
Serena.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how long I need to watch it. Serena. She played Serena. Yeah. Thank you. And then Anne Dowd for Handmaid's Tale. She's the like matronly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mother.
What was Aunt Lydia?
Aunt Lydia, thank you. My brain.
Miss Trunchbull, I called her.
Yes! Basically, yeah.
Okay. So, for outstanding supporting actress in a drama series, I have Catherine Lanasa in The Pitt. She is the head of the nurses.
She was so good. She's so good. I love her.
And I just want to see her more and more.
She better be in the second season.
No, it was just. Okay, so I also put Olivia Moon. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I never know. Your Friends and Neighbors. Okay. She did. I feel like she's one of those actresses that we never really take seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And she did so fucking good in this show. Also, she looks super hot in this show. She was so hot that I was feeling insecure about myself. And that's very fucking hard.
That's true, yeah.
I'm like, for you to make me feel... For you to, in the screen, to make me feel outside of the screen that I look like shit, I'm like, damn. I was like, I gotta like, fix myself because I look trashy right now. Like, her character was, like... like it was like coming out of her body too, you know. It was so good. I loved it. I also put Lena Hall. She's in Your Friends and Neighbors. She plays John Hamm's sister, and I think her performance was outstanding. I put Caitlin Dever for The Last of Us.
Okay.
She was so she's so talented, and I am excited to see her career. You know, I'm excited to witness where she's gonna go because I have her in this category for this show, and I have her in another category for another show,
right?
Because I know that she's good. And in this season of The Last of Us, she was top tier, which, by the way, we got to talk about that at the end of this, because I did not know it was that episode that I watched was the final of the season. I had no idea.
Oh, I you still have not seen need to watch season. It.
None of the show you have seen?
I've seen like half of the first season.
Okay, you have to watch this show. If you like action shit and like...
Yeah, I mean, I loved the like world. The first several seasons of The Walking Dead. Like, that was
yes,
shit.
So, you like this, I'm,
like, that's the thing. I really enjoyed, like, the first several episodes that I watched. And then, I don't know, I just, like, fell off of it and I never got back.
You forget.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I will watch it. Yeah. And I know Catherine O'Hara is in this second season, too, so.
And she's really fucking good in it, too. And then my fifth person was Nicole Kidman for Lioness.
Okay.
She's very, very good in this show.
Yeah, I teetered on that one, Lioness.
Yeah.
Like, nominating it for stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
I haven't watched it, so.
I know, it's hard. That's why I was like, I don't want to put something that I haven't seen, because it's hard.
But also, if it's that good.
Yeah. Okay. Me? Oh, yeah. I always forget. Okay, so
I just give you a death stare.
I know.
It's your turn.
It's your turn, bitch. Okay, so outstanding supporting actor in a limited anthology series. I only put 4 because I feel like I did not watch that many.
This was like the hardest one for me.
Okay, so I put Peter Sarsgaard for Presumed Innocent. He is the attorney general, I think.
Yeah, such an asshole.
I hated him.
Yeah.
I also put O.T. Fagambol. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Sure.
Well, I put him because his choice of voice as a character.
Oh my god, yeah, we did talk about that on our episode.
I will never fucking forget it. Yeah. And he committed to that, and that's what makes you a really good actor.
Yeah.
Then I also put Patch Dara for Long Bright River. He is one of those roles. I'm not gonna say it because you'll watch it eventually. He just did really, really good. And then I also put Javier Bardem for Monsters because he was excellent. Like, I have no other word for that performance.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't have anything else because I can't fucking remember what else I watched.
No, I know. This was hard. But, I mean, right away I put Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
For Monsters, because I was like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then I did put Nicholas Alexander Chavez, who plays Lyle, the brother in Monsters.
That is true. Him, that is true.
I mean, he was good.
Yeah.
Then I put Owen Cooper from Adolescence in supporting actor.
Oh. Because
I didn't want him against Stephen Graham.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But I would put Steven in supporting, not leading.
Okay. I mean,
you know,
I get it. But I feel like I could argue the other way.
I know. We don't know the rules either. We don't know the rules. Also, like, the director is the one, and it's himself. So.
Yeah. Well, I put the kid in supporting.
Okay.
And then Bill Camp from Presumed Innocent, mm-hmm. who is like his friend.
Yeah.
Who's helping him with the case.
But not really.
Whose head explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love him. And then I put Jesse Plemons for Zero Day. I don't know, but it's Jesse Plemons, and I just think he's great. Talented. So I was like, the chances of him getting nominated seem pretty strong. Yeah. So, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Okay. All right.
Outstanding supporting actress in a limited or anthology series. I have Erin Dougherty for Adolescence. She was only in the 3rd episode. She was the psychologist. But, again, it's not how big the part is. The actor, she did fucking amazing, so I put her. Mm-hmm. Then I had Chloe Sevigny for Monsters. She was the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put Ari Grainer in for Monsters. She was the attorney, their defense lawyer.
Oh, right, yes.
Moses Ingram for Lady in the Lake. She played Chloe.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did not even look at Lady in the Lake.
That's okay. So I know. Funny. I was like, what have we covered? That's what I was like, what have you looked
well,
at?
Well, like, for me, I was like, oh, yeah, it does it. That was too long ago.
I mean, it does feel like it, honestly.
It feels like it. I can't believe that was like less than a year ago.
It's embarrassing. I mean, but we've done a lot. Yeah. And then I put Ruth Negga for Presumed Innocent. I mean, she was good.
So. Well, basically same. I have Erin Dougherty. For Adolescence, I put Ruth Negga, which she plays the
his wife.
The wife in Presumed Innocence. I put Christine Tremarco, which she plays the mom in Adolescence.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's a very small, quote unquote, small role. But that last scene, oh my gosh, she was just, that last episode, she was just.
I know.
And I also put Chloe Sevigny from Monsters. Those were my only four. Because I could not fucking think of anything
fucking
else.
Hard.
It is very hard. I know, because it's like, watch more of those.
Yeah. Well, also it's like, I think limited series are kind of few and far between. Like, everything always gets like a second season at least.
Yeah.
So, first of all, that's hard. Second of all, finding one that's good, because they're limited series, like, but some of them are like,
I was going, like, I was like thinking in the Penguin, I was like, oh, I just remember one actor from the Penguin. Okay, I was thinking of like actresses, but nothing like the leading actress of this show. Like, she's
gonna win. She's going to be nominated, and she's going to win, like, guaranteed.
She ate that role.
Yeah.
Like, even the way she would, like, her eyes move, it was just beautifully done.
Yeah.
And now that we're talking about supporting actor, the supporting actor in The Penguin, the Dominican supporting actor, he's the Penguin's assistant. I cannot remember his name, and he was amazing. I just remember, fuck, man, it's just very, very hard to know all these people. His name is Renzi Feliz, and then he plays Victor Aguilar. He was excellent, so he would be my fifth in supporting actor. I know we already passed that category, but
that's okay, you can
honorable
revise it.
Mention, man.
You know, there's sixth.
He was just very, very good. I just remember. Okay. So, in this category, Trace, I put this show because I didn't know if you wanted the name of the director.
See, now, technically,
it would be the name of the director.
So, for writing and directing, they do who directed or who wrote the episode. And it's usually one episode.
Oh.
So the episode name and then what show it's from. So technically you could have more than one episode from a show.
Okay. Okay.
So I do want to say that. But, I mean, listen.
I can mention the episodes. I don't know the name of the episodes, but I
that's
can mention
fine.
Them.
That's okay. Fine. Yeah. If you want to. But again, this is just like, even a general, you know, like, I think that this could be nominated. That's fine too.
Okay. So for outstanding directing for a comedy series, Hacks, there's like two episodes that I can think of. It's the second to last episode. When she
Slippery Slope. I think
yes,
that's what it's
when
called.
She
when
says
she's basically like,
she says to the camera, they wanted me to fire my head writer. And the episode where Hannah's character loses her fucking shit at the
Mrs. table.
Yes. And and then she hops in the car and just fucking drives through the thing.
Yep.
That's my first show. The second show would be The Studio. I could tell you all the episodes should be nominated for directing, because first, these long one takes, that's number one, and the timing of each actor, that means they rehearsed a lot. But the Golden Globes episode and the Vegas episode are just top of the show. I also put Abbott Elementary. I can't think of one of the episodes. I just really love that
show. That's fine. Yeah.
I put Nobody Wants This.
Okay.
Can't tell you any of the episodes either. And then I have put White Lotus.
That's fine.
which
you never
I should
know.
Have put The Bear here.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I yeah. So just flip flop it. Yeah, the bear would go in comedy, and mm-hmm. White Lotus in drama because I have it like that. Okay, that's perfect. How much I was struggling with not knowing where they belong.
That's okay. Yeah. Honestly, it's hard.
It is very hard.
I mean, pretty much the same. So I had two episodes from The Bear. Mm-hmm. So I had the second episode, which is called Next. So that's the one where, Eben Moss Backrock, his mm-hmm. character, like, goes to that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, learn how to...
That's such a good episode.
Help run a restaurant. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. Just thought of something. Yeah. So I put that episode, and then there's another episode that was called Sunday, like mm-hmm. when you eat an ice cream sundae. Mm-hmm. And that was the one where Sydney was going around, like, all of Chicago and, like, eating at different restaurants.
Yeah.
And, like, making notes and stuff. Yeah. So just, like that whole montage and, like, mm-hmm. the scenes of Chicago mm-hmm. and her, like, going around. Mm-hmm. Then I had CinemaCon from the studio. So that's the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
So for that one, because it was just so chaotic and, like, Zoe Kravitz is on drugs and fucking Dave Franco is drunk and high and Bryan Cranston.
Zoe Kravitz just did such a good fucking job in that role.
She was so good. She just
kept repeating. Yeah. Every line that everyone was saying, you know, it's like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So good. So, like, the chaos of it. Then I did put Hacks, but I put the last episode, Heaven, when they're in Singapore. just because, like, some of the shots of them, like, the montage of them going around. Yeah. And then I put Once Upon a Time in the West from Only Murders in the Building, which is the first episode.
Okay. Oh, when they go to LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw that first episode and then I stopped and then I haven't watched mm-hmm. it at all.
Yeah. Okay. Outstanding directing for a drama series. I have two episodes from The White Lotus. So the last episode, Amor Fati, mm-hmm. and then I put the full moon party.
Yeah, you have to put that one
yeah.
in. It's either that one or the one that they find out what right. they did. Yeah.
Right. But I think, like, direction wise, I feel like that so one good. Has a little bit more of an impact.
Yeah.
Then I have two episodes of Severance, Cold Harbor, which is the last episode. And then Woe's Hollow, mm-hmm. where they're, like, outside in the snow. And then I put The Pit, which I did 6 p.m., which is when they have the mass shooting and, like,
the
victims are coming in. And it's just, like, total 12. Chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like, total chaos, so.
Okay. So I did not put the episodes...
That's but even if you just name some shows, that's fine.
I have 8 shows.
Okay.
So, The White Lotus, that's where I had The Bear, which White mm-hmm. Lotus belongs in drama series. Then I put The Pit.
Okay.
Then I put Paradise.
Okay. I know. I was thinking about that.
The Last of Us.
Mm.
House of Dragon.
Oh, true.
Lioness.
Mm.
Handmaid's Tale and Severance. Now, just mentioning all these shows, I don't know how the fuck they're gonna decide what episode of what show is gonna be in this category, because all these shows that I just said are so fucking good.
Yeah. And I mean, I totally agree. I'm sure, like, Handmaid's Tale and Last of Us is going to be in there. But because I haven't watched them, so I couldn't be super Handmaid's specific. Tale, so I was like...
The second to last episode of the show starts with Taylor Swift's song. And that is like the tone for the rest of the episode. Like it's up there.
Isn't it like, look what you made me do?
Yeah. It's like that episode is just, and I think Elizabeth Moss directed it. Because she directed many of this final season.
Oh, yeah. So then they might, she could get nominated then. So be Elizabeth Moss and then that episode. So.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep that one in mind too.
Can I change mine?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to change my answers.
Go on the stage.
Yeah.
Be like, and the nominees are, never mind.
Yeah. Wait. Rewind. I changed my mind.
Okay, so outstanding directing for a limited anthology series. I put Adolescence, and I actually think all the episodes
of that I did the show same thing because it's also the same nominated director too. So I was like, it doesn't matter what episode you pick because he's
I hope
all of them anyway. Yeah.
Then the Penguin, episode 8. Then Presumed Innocent, I just put it there. I can't tell you because it would always leave us on a hook.
Yeah.
So I think I benched it in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also put Long Bright River. Because the direction was really, really good. There's one episode, but I can't remember which one that was really impactful. So, yeah.
Nice. That's yeah. Yeah, I just said Adolescence, The Penguin, Disclaimer, 0 Days. And then the only episode that I was specific about was The Hurt Man in Monsters. It's the episode where Cooper is sitting in jail and it's just the slow close-up as he's like telling the story of his abuse.
The monologue.
Yeah, it's so simple, but like... just you like I feel like even as a viewer you don't even realize that it's getting closer and closer and closer to him because you're just getting so drawn in by his story but it's subtle but so impactful. So
and then you think of that episode. Third episode of the Adolescence,
right? I know. Adolescence is gonna win anyway.
I hope they do, because the amount of rehearsal to do that show, between that show and the studio, I don't know who rehearsed more. Because, the Adolescence is intimate, but the studio has so many fucking people in it, and guest stars. Like, it's like, you don't know each other. You have to just follow through.
Right. Yeah. They both had their own challenges.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Outstanding writing for a comedy series. So I did put the episode of Hacks, Mrs. Table, where she has her like blow up and drives through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I had two episodes from The Bear. I had one called Napkins, which is the flashback of what's her name, where it's like her losing her job, she gets laid off, like she goes to the beef.
Latina. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she meets
mm-hmm.
The brother and mm-hmm. they have their conversation. And then Ice Chips, the one where the sister Sugar is giving birth and she ends up having to call her mom, Jamie Lee Curtis,
and when she's making her breathe.
Yeah, I love that episode. Yeah. Actually, I don't know which episode this is. It's like the third or fourth episode in Shrinking. It's called In a Lonely Place. I think that was the one. Fuck. I can't remember if that's. The guy who has, like, that turbulent relationship with his father. And he's, like, kind of been living with them in the guest house. I think that's his episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put CinemaCon for the studio. So good. Yeah.
So good. Okay, so for the studio, I had like three. I think the Golden Globes episode, because of the amount of stars that we see in that episode. Mm-hmm. Also, the amount of like guests that they had in that show in general.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I know.
What?
Ron Howard.
What an amazing budget, too.
Yeah.
You know, like per episode, we're going to have a big star.
Right. And the fact that all these people are like, yeah, yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah, that. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that they read the script and I was like, yeah, let's do it. Right. Yeah, I put the Golden Globes, I put Vegas, CinemaCon. In Hacks, I put the same as before. Mm-hmm. The one where she loses her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the one where...
Slippery where, slope, yeah.
Yeah, where she quits. Mm-hmm. Then I put Abbott Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants this. I have put that I really liked the episode that they are at a bar mitzvah. And, you know, she said, like, I can't give you this. And that's when he's like, I don't care. Like, I don't I don't want this if I can't have you. You know, have you seen it?
Mm-mm. No.
It's
I know, beautiful. I need to watch it.
It's, yeah. My heart. It's just like comedy, really funny, but it's also wholesome. Mm-hmm. And I love that bullshit.
Yeah. No, it's good.
And The Bear, I put all the episodes.
Yeah, I know, it's hard. Like, some of them, it's like the show is just so good. How do you choose what episode?
Yeah.
So, again, general is fine.
Yeah. Okay, so outstanding writing in a drama series. The Pitt was very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the episode with the overdose was just heartbreaking. You know, I know that the mass shooting would be like the one that we go to because it's just a nightmare, you know?
Right.
That tragedy. But the overdose one, when the kids are coming in, like accidental overdose because they don't know what the fuck they're taking, it's just so real and raw. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the one about the sex trafficking and how they're just trying very, very hard.
Yeah.
Paradise, I really liked the pilot because the ending of that show, you start seeing it and you're like, why is everything so nice and clean?
Mm-hmm.
But then the ending of that episode, you're like, what the f... Where are we?
Yeah. You know?
So, I think the pilot, House of Dragon, the final episode. There's one more, but the final episode, I liked it better because I think it was just a build-up to that because the next season is just going to be kind of fucking crazy. And I think that's why this season was slower because it was building to it. Mm-hmm. Then Lioness, there's a whole two episodes that they're filming in, they have to go to Mexico, the CIA. And those two episodes is very stressful, but very well done. And then Severance, the episode where they escape. Where, not escape, where they get Adam Scott's character's wife.
That very last episode.
Yeah.
Cold Harbor.
Yes, that one.
That's true. Shit, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's so hard.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Can I change my answers?
Of course.
Yeah. This one was hard because I wasn't as specific. Because I just put, like, The Pit. Because all the episodes are so good.
They're so good. Like,
I don't know.
They could be, each episode was written perfectly.
Right.
And the fact that they all, they're all within each other, too. It's a whole storyline. It's not a storyline per episode, so.
Exactly. So it's like, don't make me choose. Maybe the one where, like, Noah Wyle has his,
panic attack
breakdown. Yeah, I don't know. The White Lotus. I said the final episode, but I don't know. I feel like maybe there's other episodes her writing that might win, but the White Lotus. I said Handmaid's Tale, The Last of Us, and Yellow Jackets, but I don't know. I feel like Severance, but the episode where we finally figure out what happened to Gemma.
Yes. Yeah.
And, like, they're doing these, like, experiments on her.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that episode.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really good. And, yeah, Handmaids. I should have put Handmaids, too.
I know. That one's hard. Outstanding writing for a limited anthology series. So, I said episode 3 for Adolescence. The Penguin. I just put like a general. I think this is the second to last episode of Lady in the Lake. I Know Who Killed Cleo Johnson. Mm. Disclaimer. And then the Hurt Man episode for Monsters.
Okay. I actually just put the names of the shows.
That's
and
fine.
It's exactly what it's you hard. Did, except The Lady in the Lake. It was Adolescence, okay. The Penguin, Presumed Innocent, and Monsters, the Menendez Brothers story. Story. Okay. Now, Outstanding Comedy Series. Mm-hmm. The Studio. Hacks. I'm switching White Lotus for The Bear. Nobody Wants This, and Abbott Elementary.
Okay. So I know, like, these last few categories, they usually have more mm-hmm. to choose from. So I put a few more.
Only Murders?
For these. So, yeah. So I had The Studio, Hacks, Shrinking, Nobody Wants This, Abbott Elementary, The Bear, and Only Murders in the Building.
I kept forgetting about Shrinking. I only remember him for the first category.
That's okay. I love that show, though.
It's so good.
And then Outstanding Drama Series. I have The Pitt, Severance, Handmaid's Tale, Squid Game, White Lotus, The Last of Us, Yellow Jackets.
Okay, so I have House of Dragon, The Pit, Paradise, Severance, Lioness, and Handmaids. And I thought about Squid Games, but we're going to have a second part of this season, and I think they're going to use that for them to get nominated for next year. If they don't have space, they would remove Squid Games. Mm-hmm. So they can nominate it. Because remember, like, the second part comes out.
Yeah.
By the end. So they won't qualify that second part.
Yeah, it'll be next year.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe they won't get anything this year. So they get stuck. Because that's what I think happened with Wicked. That they didn't get the awards because they'll probably get it for the second part.
Maybe.
You know, like the political part of it. That's what I thought.
Right. Yeah, that's possible. Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. I know you and I are both in the same boat with this one. The Outstanding Probably. Limited Series is Adolescence, The Penguin, Presumed Innocent, Monsters, and then whatever that other show you disclaimer, I think is what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Adolescence, Monsters, The Penguin, Disclaimer, Lady in the Lake, Say right. Nothing. Mm. I put Say Nothing, which is a show that came out.
It's on Hulu. Mm-hmm.
And it's basically about, like, the, like, I think it's, like, in the 80s with the Irish.
Yes.
Like, national. Mm-hmm. Like, their, like, little war that they had going on and, like, spies and all this stuff. And it's based off of a book. And it's supposed to be, like, really, really good. So I put that.
Okay.
And then just for shits and giggles, I put
love that you added that.
I thought this would be fun. So I put Outstanding Reality Competition Program.
We both know the first one we put there.
I mean, Traitors.
Traitors, yes.
Obviously. And then I had RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, The Amazing Race, and The Voice.
Oh, wow. I did not think of any of those. I said Traitors, Secret Millionaire, and Gotta Get Out. Because those are the only ones that I've seen.
I love it. I love it. That's great.
I love that you put that. Yeah. But RuPaul will probably win. His show is so good.
I don't know. Traitors won last year.
Traitors is good, man. And I think we get another season this year. I think it's two seasons per year. Did they two seasons last year?
I would fucking like September. Give me. I'm having withdrawals. Like I'm watching Traitors Australia right now.
I haven't seen that. You like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it'll win anyway. It's gonna win again.
But what I wanted to tell you is that I watched The Last of Us two weeks ago, not knowing that was the final episode of the season.
So you're thinking, oh, well, it's done.
Wow. No, I watched it. I was like, okay.
Oh, Sunday. More.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they just left us very, like, hooked in, like that. We're in.
Giant cliffhanger.
Like ginormous. So I was like, oh yeah, we'll know next week. Nope.
Try in like 2 years.
Probably. And the thing is the second or third episode of this season was so fucking good. I was like, there goes all the budget of the production on that one episode. And I just wanted to recommend a reality show that I'm obsessed with. And I cannot wait for part two.
What?
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, God.
I recommended it last year for season one. Season one, they only got 8 episodes. Season two, they were renewed for 20 episodes.
Whoa.
So.
You're happy.
I am so happy because they just gave us part one. So we got 10 episodes. Okay. I binge watched that shit like an asshole. And I cannot wait for part two. And I'm so glad I follow all of them on TikTok so I can get a little dose.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you see that they finally released when they're going to have Stranger Things season 5
come out? Oh, my God. It's terrible. But you know what? You know what we have to look forward to? Tonight, we'll get the new trailer for Wicked Part 2.
That's true.
You know?
That's all I care about.
That's all I get. Taylor Swift didn't give us Reputation, which, by the way...
But she owns all of her music.
Our girly pop, congratulations. You own all your music.
Good for her.
Yes, I'm very happy for her. But for 2 years, Tracy,
I know.
I've been saying that she's going to release Reputation Taylor's version. And she said in that letter that she didn't record it. Because she couldn't.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those albums you don't touch because it's an album that is like you don't skip a song. Like that's one of those. And those are rare in every artist's life. Like every song is good in that album. But I wanted to just release the ball tracks, please.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear the drums louder because I love when they like do remaster and shit. I want those drums louder. It's kind of like a rock album a little bit. But if you can give us that, just release those ball tracks so we can breathe.
Right. I don't know. She'll give you guys something.
She told us 5 years ago that the ball tracks were insane. And she's like, you guys are...
You
5 years ago, she said.
You can't tease it like that and then not do it. Come on, Taylor.
It's been 5 years we've been waiting for it. So... Give it to us, please. And
it's like Rihanna saying she's gonna come out with another album.
And she just keeps getting pregnant.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago. So
we're
tired. All a bunch of clowns.
Yes. Please. Oh my goodness. Okay. I hope we are right with these predictions, but I think we are.
I think we have a good chunk.
Yeah, and I do think we need to like watch some other shows. I did some digging after I I had filled out my stuff. So for best TV movie, because that's a new category, which I didn't know. I have not seen the new Bridget Jones movie. But it's projected to be nominated. It's Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, Rebel Rich. I think I saw it.
You did. You did see it, and you told me to watch it, and I haven't watched it yet. But you saw it, couldn't shut up about it.
Yes, and I saw it September last year. That's when it came out.
Okay.
Mountain Head on HBO.
Oh, that just came out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. May 31st. Then Out of My Mind, Disney Plus, and then Am I Okay? HBO. And then so for limited and anthology series projected to be nominated is Adolescence, The Penguin, Monsters. Those three got right. Dying for Sex, which is with Michelle Williams.
I was looking at that one, yeah.
And Black Mirror. I have not seen those last two.
That's true. I did tell you this last season was really good.
Major threats that could be nominated, because the ones that are projected are different. But these are major threats. And one of them I've been dying to watch. So, Presumed Innocent, we've seen it. Disclaimer, we haven't. Say Nothing, we haven't. Dope Thief, I've been dying to watch it. Sirens on Netflix, dying to watch it.
Yeah.
Long Bright River, I've seen it. And Good American Family. I know. And I haven't seen it. And I didn't know. I haven't seen reviews or anything.
Seen clips, and it does not look good.
Oh, God. I also, I think they needed a cast of people you don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
And then for best comedy series, projected nominees are The Studio Hacks, The Bear, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Abbott Elementary, Shrinking, and What We Do in the Shadows. Now, major threats that could be nominated would be Poker Face, The Four Seasons, Running Point.
Really?
The Rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
English Teacher, and Etoile.
You know what? I thought about that show. I really wanted to watch it. I haven't watched it yet. And that ran through my mind, and I was like, maybe?
Okay.
I don't watch enough TV. This is all that is making me realize. Stop reading so many books.
I know. I don't even read. And I'm like, by the way, I'm like halfway through.
Sunrise on the Reaping.
So fucking good.
It's good.
Okay. So the last one, best drama series. We really thought this episode was going to be short. Best drama series. So projected nominees are The Pitt, Severance, The White Lotus, The Last of Us, The Diplomat, Andor, Slow Horses, and Handmaid's Tale. Major threats: Paradise, Your Friends and Neighbors, Squid Game, House of the Dragon, The Day of the Jackal, Landman, and Bridgerton.
I mean, I remembered, but I was like, I don't know. Bridgerton is good, but
it's not that good.
It's not the same caliber.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're doing like a Netflix awards, sure. But like when you have all these heavy ass hitters, like Severance.
And that report or The Pitt? Is from The Hollywood Reporter.
Okay. See, I think we're like pretty much on the nose with stuff.
We just have to watch more TV, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. With what time?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. If you have not watched The Penguin, it's time to get into it. It's very short, I feel like. I think it's just 8 mm-hmm. episodes.
Yeah.
But
well, let's see what actually gets nominated, and then I'll for sure watch those things. So we can make good predictions about what's going to win.
Yes.
But I think Beautiful. We did a good job.
Okay. I guess that's it for today. And after an hour and 24 minutes, Jesus Christ, we will talk to you guys soon.
Yeah. Let us know what you think is going to get nominated.
Yeah. Are we right? Are we wrong? Did we miss anything? Keep us posted. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.